This is JIS News. Coming up, Building Act legislation to be brought to Parliament in short order. Police urged to use the island's first virtual reference station to enhance crime-fighting capabilities and agriculture sector to benefit from cultivation of sorghum in Jamaica. Details after the break. Stay with us.
We pledge to come together as a people to clean up our communities, to clean the gullies and drains, to clean up our public spaces and beautify our environment so that Jamaica, land of beauty, will be beautiful forever.
I'm on a mission. A mission. Today is the day.
Now the news. A bill to establish the Building Act is to be brought to both houses of Parliament in short order. The Act will facilitate the adoption and efficient application of the National Building Code. Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding says the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development has been working assiduously to get the legislation to Parliament.
The building legislation, some additional drafting instructions were produced in September of 2012. Which required some additional drafting work to be done. The revised bill has been sent back to the ministry now with the required adjustments made to it.
Senator Golding was making his contribution to a debate on local government reform during a recent sitting of the Senate. He says the local government ministry is being encouraged to focus on the development of the accompanying regulations. Senator Golding adds that this will allow the bill to become operationalized after approval by Parliament. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill is urging the police to make use of the island's first virtual reference station, VRS, to enhance their crime-fighting capabilities. Minister Pickersgill says the new systems allow for precise tracking capabilities, which can assist in policing troubled areas.
The technology is such that it can determine the precise location of a vehicle, person, or other assets to which it is attached and to record the position of the asset at regular intervals.
Minister Pickersgill adds that the tracking ability of the VRS can assist other programs, such as the Child Abduction Alert System, Ananda Alert, as well as help farmers in the fight against predial larceny. The network was established by Spatial Innovation Limited at a cost of $33 million and provides a more accurate means of collecting and processing geospatial data. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark says the move to cultivate sorghum in Jamaica is expected to significantly benefit the agricultural sector. Minister Clark says the large-scale production of the crop will boost the livestock industry and assist in reducing the sector's almost $2 billion per year import bill.
We want to see how much a dent we can make into the importation of animal feeds and other inputs into the agricultural sector. And anything that we can do to save foreign exchange is something that is good for the country.
Minister Clark was speaking to JIS News following a tour of the Caribbean Broilers CB Group sorghum facilities in Hill Run, St. Catherine recently. Sorghum is a genus of numerous species of grass, some of which are raised for grain. The plants take 3 to 4 months to reach maturity and are cultivated in warm climates around the world. Caribbean Broilers is cultivating sorghum to be used for feedstock as a replacement for imported corn. And work is to begin soon at the Princess Margaret Hospital in St. Thomas as the government seeks to improve security at the facility. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says a $13.6 million contract has been signed for the installation of perimeter fencing. The project is being financed by the National Health Fund. Work on the hospital is expected to last approximately 8 weeks.
This is expected to go a far way towards improving the security at the facility. Developments such as these make me confident that we can be well on our way to achieving our national development goal as outlined in Vision 2030 for a healthy people and a healthy environment, as well as to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
Minister Ferguson adds that the hospital will be receiving a new X-ray machine while a new sewage system has been approved. Preliminary work is also underway to expand the accident and emergency section of the hospital. That was the JIS News. I am Caroline Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.